Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson.
I strongly urge both chambers to pass that agreement.
President Biden on the dual deals to reduce the rate at which federal spending increases and to raise the federal debt ceiling.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy also announcing the deal yesterday. His allies, like South Dakota's Dusty Johnson, are happy.
Overwhelmingly, Republicans in this conference are going to support the deal. How could they not? It is a fantastic deal.
But it is far from a done deal.
I'm anything but a clear yes vote at this point.
Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes on Fox News. McCarthy says the deal limits government spending over the next 6 years and raises the debt ceiling. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Wall Street's closed for the holiday, but the Asian markets like the news. Japan's Nikkei index gained about 1% in Monday trading. Not such a good day for traders in Turkey. The country's currency, known as the lira, sank to a record low for a time today as longtime President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won the presidential runoff. Among the first to congratulate him, Russian President Vladimir Putin. People in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv have been sheltering as people hear lots of explosions, not yet known if they were Russian missiles or the sound of those missiles being destroyed by interceptors. Three people are dead, at least five wounded after a shooting at a biker rally in New Mexico. Police say all involved in the Saturday night violence are in custody. Say goodbye to Fort Bragg. Well, not the whole huge army facility in North Carolina, just the name. As part of the Defense Department's efforts to remove the names of Confederate leaders, Fort Bragg becomes Fort Liberty on Friday. The NBA Eastern Conference Final tonight, it's Game 7, thanks to the Miami Heat winning the first three, then Boston winning the next three. The winner will face the Denver Nuggets in the finals starting on Thursday. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The financial markets in the USA are closed for Memorial Day. Trading begins the week tomorrow after solid gains last week, including a more than 300-point rise for the Dow on Friday. No doubt the budget and debt ceiling deals will help things along tomorrow. Did you get the latest COVID booster? Well, get ready for another before the end of the year, and this one will be a bit different.
It's known as XBB. The Wall Street Journal is citing sources saying three Omicron subvariants are under consideration for the updated shot. A shot focusing on a single strain would be a change in strategy, as last year's double booster targeted both the original virus strain and an Omicron subvariant. Both Moderna and Pfizer have said they will be able to deliver the updated vaccine by the fall. FDA vaccine advisors are set to meet next month to make their recommendation on which strain should be targeted. I'm Skip Kelly.
The centerpiece of the biggest day in auto racing was a thriller after two red flags in the last laps. The Indianapolis 500 ended in a one-lap shootout. That's where Joseph Newgarden passed Marcus Ericsson for the win. Earlier in the day, Max Verstappen won Formula One's Grand Prix of Monaco, the famous race that winds through the streets of the principality on the Mediterranean coast. And the third race of the big day will happen, well, today. Big rain washed out NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, North Carolina, so the green flag will fly just after 3 o'clock Eastern time today. William Byron will start on the pole. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is Memorial Day all over America. And we thank you for joining us to honor this hallowed day where we pause. And don't forget, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, we especially pause for a moment of prayer. This is an act that was certified and passed by Congress that we should do. And sometimes, we have a tendency to forget these honorable moments, but I bring it to your attention so that at 3 o'clock this afternoon, we will all join together, pause for a moment, and pray and thank God for those that have paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Jeff Gottesfeld is back with us. It's been a couple of years since we've had a chance to talk, and I thought for this Memorial Day, we should bring him back. Jeff, as you may recall, was the one, it was all his fault, for this incredible pictorial book that he assembled, 21 Steps, The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And so I thought, well, it's really appropriate to bring him back, and I'm grateful that Jeff is available. Jeff writes for Page Stage and Screen. He's won awards from the American Library Association, the Association of Jewish Libraries, the Writers Guild of America, National Council for Social Studies, and the American Alliance for Theater and Education. Jeff, we're grateful that you're available and you can come on and honor this this very hallowed day in America. Thank you.
It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, let's talk about the inspiration, first of all, if we might, for 21 Steps. What inspired you to do this?
It's sort of a dual inspiration, in the general sense, my stance toward the American military changed drastically. If you knew me as a teenager and now know me in late middle age, I came to believe that the American military is the finest and most important and truly good fighting force on the history of the planet. So that's the starting place.
Mm-hmm.
The specific was I was with my de facto wife and stepdaughter on Memorial Day in 2016 in the Los Angeles National Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And we are walking amongst the headstones, and I saw one there that said unknown on it. Mm-hmm. And then I saw another one, and flashback to my own teen visit to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington, and realized as I'm standing in Los Angeles National Cemetery how little I knew about that tomb.
Mm.
I mean, I'm supposed to be an educated person here.
Yeah.
I didn't know when it was built, who was interred there, what the history was, and I certainly didn't know anything about the tomb guards, who guarded 24/7, 365, and have since July 2nd, 1937. I'm telling you, by the time we left the cemetery that day, I was determined to write this book.
And thank God you did. Initially, you thought, well, I'm going to write it for kids. But I got to tell you, Jeff, the impact that this has had, not only on kids, parents, grandparents, for me as a grandparent, I shared it with my grandchildren. It's just so inspirational and so impactful because, you know, lest we forget, I mean, even the Bible reminds us, I mean, for almost every day of the year, there's some word associated with not forgetting or remembering. And here we are in this incredible country of ours, 246 years old, a rich history, people who gave it all. I mean, initially, when you go back and consider the pilgrims and what they left oppression to, come to a country where they could, you know, freely worship God and others could worship God. I mean, this was, this was their quest and God answered their prayer. And here we are, you know, fast forward to today and nobody's claiming that we are perfect. After all, we're humanoids, we're flawed. But no doubt that the hand of God has been upon this country and we've been blessed in so many ways. And as you say, when you pause and consider, the tomb of the unknown soldier and the traditions that are involved in this great country to help us remember, even like as I mentioned earlier, and I think this is one of these things that we've forgotten and maybe have gotten lost in translation, and only in a couple decades that we have not, you know, consistently honored the 3 p.m. time where we pause and pray for those that have paid the ultimate price, right?
Yes. One of the reasons that this book has resonated as well as it has across all age groups, and I've spoken to second graders about it, and I was just on an honor flight with World War II and Korea and Vietnam vets, each of whom got a copy of the book as part of their ceremonial trip to D.C., is that we all know what you're talking about. Everyone knows this in their heart. Mm-hmm. That it's time you need to stop, you need to think, you need to remember, you need to thank the Almighty who inspired our founding fathers, and it's not emphasized. It's not underscored. So this book comes along, which speaks from the perspective of the first unknown interred there in 1921, and in many ways, Bill, the unknown is American genius, because the unknown could be any of us, right? Christian, Jew, Muslim, from Texas, from North Dakota, from the Lower East Side of Manhattan. We have no idea who it is. And in our not knowing, that unknown soldier belongs to all of us. People understand that, but it's just not emphasized.
Yeah, and the other added benefit to that point is that we can imagine who that is, and we can personalize who that is, right? I mean, it's not that somebody else tells us who it should be. It is, it's in the heart, it's in the makeup, our very spirits that define, you know, define our allegiance, that define our loyalty, and to me, that really makes it all the more powerful, doesn't it?
Look how it evolved. You know, in 1921, when the tomb was built, and people thought about unknown soldiers. You know, this was a time when there was no DNA, and we had 10,000 unknown soldiers from World War I. People went to the tomb, and they thought about people who were lost and never came home. Then, as time evolved, you know, we saw it again in World War II. We saw it again in Korea. And now our relationship with the service is such that, look, I couldn't tell you the names of the Marines who were killed in the bombing in Afghanistan on that ignominious pullout day,
right?
A summer or so ago, but I know that they're there.
Right.
And when I look at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I remember them as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, it's Memorial Day today, a hallowed day for all of us to pause and remember those who have paid the ultimate price. And it's not only just those, Jeff, but it's the families, aren't, you know, right?
Yes, of course. And I try to, you know, once my attitude about the United States and the American military shifted, I started going to national cemeteries on Memorial Day, no matter where I lived. Wow. I did it when I lived in Nashville. There was a small one behind Fort Douglas in Salt Lake City when I lived there. And then to the National Cemetery here in Los Angeles, of course.
I'll tell you, Jeff, we got to go on a quick break. Let's hit pause. We'll be back. More from Jeff Gottesfeld after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got the writer, Jeff Gottesfeld, with us. He is the author of the book, 21 Steps, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. But I also, Jeff, if we can divert for just a moment, I want to talk about your latest book, Food for Hope. You said it's about the impossible birth of the food bank movement in America. You say a Roman Catholic unsung hero, and you, an observant Jewish writer, go figure, like an ex-Vietnam War protester writing 21 steps, right?
Well, it's true. Uh-huh. I have to give credit to the same young person who went to the National Cemetery with me for the idea for this book. AG was at the time a volunteer at the North Hollywood Interfaith Food Pantry, mm-hmm. and came home from working there one day, and in eighth grade at the time, and AG says to me, "Where did food banks come from?" And I'm like, "That's a great question. Yeah. I have no idea." And I started digging into it. And it was an impossible story of one faithful man who went from riches to rags and was the driving force in the late 1960s behind the St. Mary's Food Bank, still in existence, Phoenix, Arizona. The first year, they did 250,000 pounds of food. I was there about a month ago. This year, they did 100 million pounds.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Look what people can do. And they did it without government assistance. You know, this was entirely volunteer driven, mm-hmm. and faith driven at the beginning. Uh-huh. So
when you think about
worldwide movement.
Yeah. And you think about what happened in this country before, you know, before welfare, you know, and out of necessity, and how local communities served, you know, the local constituencies. And then the government came in and, you know, sadly, I think took something that was, was a good program at a local level, and we've bureaucratized the whole process, and so much has been lost in translation, including the idea that it's better to give than receive, that service of giving and the blessing that goes with it.
Well, it's also indicative of something I'm trying to do in my children's books. I mean, The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier had been around since 1921. That I would decide to write the book in 2016, that story had been out there for a long time. The first food bank was created in 1967. It's not like this was a new phenomena that broke last year. The story was out there, and I decided it had to be told. And I'm continuing to look for stories like that where I can be paired with outstanding illustrators to turn out books that young people and, in fact, people of all ages should know.
Exactly. Well, in 21 Steps, you worked with an outstanding illustrator in bringing this story to life. Let's give him a plug.
Oh, Matt Tavares. I mean, he's a... Not only is he a genius, but he is completely devoted to line 6 of the Sentinel's Creed, which all Sentinels know by heart, which states that our standard shall remain perfection. Matt traveled from his home in Maine to Washington twice at different times of the year so that he could see the tomb. He spent a day inside the tomb guard quarters, which is under the tomb, so that he could take pictures and sketch. And there was no tiny detail in the artwork for that book that Matt did not work as hard as he could to perfect. He's got a huge career now. He wrote the Dasher Christmas books, which is now turned into a franchise. And he's a genius. I'm just lucky that my publisher paired me with him.
You know, it is interesting because often it's said that, perfectionism can be, you know, such a negative, but it can also be so special when you are in the presence of someone with that kind of mindset, right? Because they're so focused on the little things in a way, you know, that, because that's what makes up the major things or the small things, right?
Well, you know, two things can happen at the same time. You know, on the one hand, you know, don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On the other hand, unless you're striving for perfection, you'll never see how great you can become.
Right.
And how strong a performance you can give at anything that you do. I tend more towards the latter. I'm kind of a perfectionist.
Right.
You know, it's both a blessing and a curse, right?
No, I get that, and you said it very well, Jeff, as only a writer with your experience could express, and certainly not only a writer with your experience, but somebody who has lived life. I mean, this is one of those golden nuggets that come as a result of experience, right?
I believe so, and I'm hopeful that the experience that I have had will lead me to more and better books. I can tell you that were it not for writing 21 Steps, and again, I'm an imperfect messenger for that book. I did not serve in the military, neither did my brothers, neither did my dad, neither did my grandparents. But as a result of writing my book and speaking about it and traveling to speak about it, I have two more military-themed books that are in the pipeline, one in 2025 and one in 2026. Mm-hmm. So it changed my life, too.
Well, that's great. You know, sometimes people underestimate, or maybe we just do not quite value how we participate in the protection of our freedoms. You know, some do it militarily, others do it as good citizens. We're all participating in this great American experiment. And I would tell you, Jeff, being a former Marine and a family of military service, you know, with my dad and my two other brothers, we honor and respect and are grateful for the people that we served. And how they, you know, we've paid it forward and they pay it forward. In your way, you have served our country with this book and with these other military books that you've written. Now, we've only got about 2.5 minutes left, and I really want to focus in on 21 Steps, Guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Break it down and describe 21 Steps and why 21 is so significant.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. First of all, I tell the book from the point of view of the first unknown. I never name who he is, but I write from his experience. Secondly, the story of how 21 gun salutes and 21 steps that the tomb guards take and the 21 seconds of silence became significant is fascinating. It goes back to the Middle Ages when sailing warships used to enter ports, and to show that they were coming in peace, they'd fire seven shots off their cannons, and then the shore batteries would fire back 21 shots of blanks. Mm-hmm. And then everybody knew that the encounter was going to be full of honor.
Right.
So the tomb guards and the military adopted 21 as the highest sign of respect. Everything that the tomb guards do is centered on the number 21. It's fun to talk to them after they've left that post, and they will tell you that it's hard for them to get 21 out of their heads. They're constantly counting 21s.
Oh, can you imagine? I mean, everything, right? 21 steps,
everything.
21 seconds, all with that number.
Yes, and you know, it's fun to go to the tomb on a crowded day. And once, you know, the kids figure it out, you can almost see them, like, mouthing the numbers.
The countdown.
As the tomb guards walk across the mat and then face the tomb.
He's the author. Wow. And just, I'll tell you, Jeff, you're such an inspiration. Thank you so much for, you know, this book. It is such a blessing. It's been out for a couple of years and still available, by the way, 21 Steps, right?
Yes, widely.
Yes, exactly. And the website that they can go to for more information?
Oh, good grief. It's my name, Jeff Gottesfeld, and then tack on writer at the end, Jeff Gottesfeld, writer.com. And the book's available through any bookstore, IndieBound, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It is not hard to find.
Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us. Jeff Gottesfeld right here on The Bill Martinez Show.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update.
I strongly urge both chambers to pass that agreement.
President Biden on the dual deals to reduce the rate at which federal spending increases and to raise the debt ceiling.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the deal limits government spending in the next 6 years and raises the debt ceiling. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Wall Street's closed for the holiday, but the Asian markets like the news. Japan's Nikkei index gained about 1% Monday. Not such a good day for Turkey's markets. The country's currency, known as the lira, sank to a record low for a time as longtime President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won the presidential runoff there. Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Final tonight. Miami Heat won the first three. Boston won the next three. The winner faces Denver in the finals starting Thursday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez here with you. We got Bill Federer, the American Minute creator and award-winning author. And we're talking about the significance of Memorial Day. You know, Bill, I've said that on significant days like this, especially a hallowed day like this, and you remember the history, as you said, you know, even the government having a day off, you know, the purpose why they got the day off was, you know, for them to go decorate the graves, you know. Of course, how much we lose in translation over the years is sad. But I would say one of the traditions that we've been trying to reestablish in this country is that on days like this, you know, because it's a time for, you know, families getting together, having some time off and that sort of thing. But my encouragement to everybody while you're, you know, picnicking and thinking about the freedoms of this country and maybe listening to, some patriotic music and that, is that you would take a moment to read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We've done this several times where we just, you know, we pass it around and everybody, you know, reads a paragraph or two. And it is so encouraging because, we have got to reconnect, with the Constitution and our freedoms because we're in a phase in this country right now where our very liberties are at risk here, are they not?
Definitely, and we need to let the next generation know. I was reading something where the kids didn't even know when the Civil War was. And they said, wasn't that like 1960s? They're confusing civil rights with the Civil War.
Right.
And, you know, My grandfather fought in World War One, the 338th Machine Gun Battalion over in France. Some of the other famous people that fought in World War One was Harry S. Truman, Eddie Rickenbacker, Quentin Roosevelt, the son of Teddy Roosevelt. He was shot down. You had Irving Berlin, Ernest Hemingway, J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis all fought in World War One. But my grandfather did as well. He came back, had three children. One was a son, and he served in World War II. His name was Billy Epperson, and he was from Neosho, Missouri, 23 years old. He was stationed in Kimbolton, England, and then when they did Operation Overlord, which began on D-Day, he was shot down about a month after that, and they never found his body, and my sister did all the research and found out the tail gunner's body was washed up, and the whole plane was shot down on July 9th, 1944. But his name is chiseled in stone there on the beaches memorial over there where the Normandy coast is. You had 1958, Eisenhower placed a body in the tomb from World War II and the Korean War in the tomb of the unknown soldier. And then Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, placed a body in the tomb from the Vietnam War. And it was in 1984. And a family suspected that the body may be their son. And so after years of lobbying, they got the tomb opened up. They did a DNA test, and sure enough, his name was Michael Blatt.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And he was a pilot of the A-37B Dragonfly shot down near Anh Hoc in South Vietnam. And he graduated from the U.S. Air Force Academy in 1970. But to dig a little deeper, he went to my high school, St. Louis University High School. He graduated 10 years before me in 1966. Mm. I graduated in 76. So they moved his body to Jefferson Memorial Cemetery in St. Louis. But now with the ability to check DNA, they are not going to put any more bodies in the tomb of the unknown soldier. But you had a National Moment of Remembrance Act that was passed that says Congress finds that it is essential to remember and renew the legacy of Memorial Day to pay tribute to the individuals who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the service of the United States. Great strides must be made to demonstrate appreciation for those loyal people whose values represent their sacrifices are critical to the future of the United States. Encourage citizens to dedicate themselves to the principles for which the heroes of the United States died. A symbolic act of unity to honor the men and women of the United States who died in pursuit of freedom and peace, a day of prayer for permanent peace. So just a great.
Wow. What a great reminder here. And this is why our history is so significant and why we need to remember it. And speaking of Truman, of course, and I want to transition. We got about 5 minutes left here, Bill Fetter. Transition into Israel's 75th anniversary. Harry S. Truman, no doubt, God's chosen man, to make the announcement and lead the way of Israel being born again, if I can say that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating history. So Harry S. Truman served in World War One, and one of his friends that served was Jewish, and they worked together after the war to open a haberdashery in Kansas City, Missouri, and that's a men's clothing store. And then, of course, when Harry S. Truman gets elected president, you had the prime minister, Menachem Begin, Chaim Weizmann, rather, came to America, and Truman was busy, but he gets a call from his friend saying, can you take a little time just to meet with him? And, of course, he does, and falls in love with the support for Israel, and then really turns completely. I was reading one book, and it said how the American, because of Arab oil, it was the President Franklin Roosevelt. He met with King Aziz of Ibn Saud, right, the Saudi Arabian king, in 1939, and then after the Yalta Conference. And he writes him a letter, and he meets on the USS Quincy, and coming back from the Yalta Conference, and promises the King of Saudi Arabia that the United States will not recognize Israel. Well, FDR had been ill, and he dies a week after writing that letter. And then Harry S. Truman becomes the president, and he immediately has the United States recognize Israel.
Exactly.
So,
wow. I mean, you talk about, a number of... What did this happen? Within, like, 60 days, Bill? I mean, you got the death of FDR. He writes this letter, and Truman takes over. He meets with the prime minister, and, I mean, within weeks... he makes this declaration, right?
Yeah, and there was a U.S. ambassador giving some speech over in Europe, and he was about to get up and say that the United States will not recognize Israel. And he gets a phone call, and they pull him away from the podium. They take the phone call, comes back to the podium, and says, let me correct myself, we will support Israel. I mean, it was like... it took everyone by surprise there, but
we know that only God can create a nation in a day, right? But man, it takes them a couple of months to get aligned with God's intent for Israel, and that happened. And I think it was quite interesting. I spoke with Brigadier General Amir Aviv, and his story right now of modern Israel is similar to the United States, Bill, and that is that he was stressing that they needed to reconnect with their constitution. I said, well, that's interesting. Here we've got two nations with the hand of God upon them, Israel and the United States, and we're both struggling with, an understanding of our constitution.
And his trivia.
Yeah, go ahead. Less than a minute left. Go ahead.
So Truman had Ralph Bunche, who is an African-American, who receives the Nobel Peace Prize. He is the one in 1947 to arrange the treaty to have Israel be birthed into a nation, a black ambassador. And he was meeting, and he says, a wise Negro can never be an anti-Semite. And then somebody said, well, do you hate the Jews? And he said, no. He says, I am also a member of a persecuted minority. And so the Democrat Party was always 100% behind Israel. And it's only been fairly recently that the Democrat Party has turned
Right there. Bill Federer, thank you, buddy.
Used to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this day of honor and Memorial Day in America, as an annual observance can be traced back, as Bill Fetter said, to the end of the Civil War, a war in which over 500,000 people died in total. We're talking probably 1.5 million plus have committed their lives for the sake of this great American experiment. And we honor them. We honor the families today as well. Again, I was blessed last night with the PBS Memorial. John Mantegna and Gary Sinise once again hosted the annual event. And a special time of honor and all that what Memorial Day should represent. There's many stories of how Memorial Day started, and Bill referenced one such place was Charleston, South Carolina, where a mass grave was uncovered of 257 Union soldiers who had died in a prison camp. Now, I tell you this story because these are some of the things that are lost along the way, maybe because they don't fit a narrative, and they don't want people to see the response, the natural response and gratefulness to people that paid the ultimate sacrifice. As we know, in the Civil War, over 650,000 people died to free the slaves. I mean, think about that. On May the 1st in 1865, former slaves, organized a parade led by 2,800 singing black children, in which they prayed, they read Bible verses, sang spirituals, and reburied the soldiers with honor as an act of gratefulness for their ultimate sacrifice, which gave them freedom. I don't think there was any conversation about reparations at that time. Just bringing that into the conversation and in perspective, where you had the realization of the people who were closely related to what happened during the Civil War in honoring those that, paid the ultimate sacrifice. In 1868, General John Logan, commander of the Civil War Veterans Organization, the Grand Army of the Republic, called for a Decoration Day to be observed annually on May the 30th. It was Garfield, President Garfield's only executive order in 1881, where he gave government workers the day off on May 30th so that they could decorate the graves of those who died in the Civil War. You can see how early on, how Memorial Day was so honored and what it meant. It didn't really talk much about, picnics and barbecues and hot dogs and all that, although that becomes, part of the American tradition. But it's that sense of holiness and respect for what, what the fallen had given for the sake of freedom. In 1921, it was President Warren Harding. He had the remains of an unknown soldier killed in France during World War I, buried in the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington Cemetery. Inscribed in the tomb is the phrase, "Here rests in honored glory, an American soldier known but to God." Wow. And since 1921, it's been a tradition for presidents to lay a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, which is guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And as Jeff Scottisfield noted in our earlier conversation this morning, and also in his book, 21 Steps, I mean, unbelievable. So sacred, so hallow. And it brings me to what was passed, 23 years ago, when Congress agreed to have a pause, a national moment of pause of prayer on Memorial Day. So, and this is, again, one of those things and traditions that should be time-honored. And I think, we need to re-embrace what, what Congress had declared. That at 3 o'clock, so 3 o'clock today, I say, let's come together as a remembrance in a national moment. It's what Congress passed in 2000. The National Moment of Remembrance Act, whereby on each Memorial Day at 3 p.m., citizens should pause for a moment of prayer. And I think it would be appropriate to pause for 21 seconds, in keeping with the significance of the number of 21, as commemorated in Arlington, and it is so much bound in the traditions of military respect and honor. And I believe we owe that to those that have fallen and their families. So at 3 o'clock this afternoon, I hope you will join us, all citizens, pause for a moment of prayer, 21 seconds on this Memorial Day. And again, lest we forget, something that we should pass on to our kids and to generations going forward. Because no doubt the 1.6 million who will sacrifice for this great American idea will continue to grow, because that is the nature of liberty. This side of heaven is with the human failings and human aggressions. There will be more wars, and there will be more deaths, and there will be these loyal citizens and patriots of said freedoms whose values, will be represented with their sacrifice, which are critical to the future of the United States, and which cost them their lives. And you think about that. And again, this is why it's such a hallowed day. As we consider those that died, we had the Revolutionary War where, there were 25,000 casualties. Barbary War is 45. The War of 18, 12, 20,000. Mexican-American War was 13,000, a little over 13,000. Civil War, 625,000 plus. Spanish-American War, 2,446. World War I, 116,516. World War II, 405,399. These are American casualties here that we're, you know, calling out. Korean War, 36,000. 516, the Vietnam War, 58,209. The Persian Gulf War, 258. Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, 2,356. Operation Iraqi Freedom, 4,489. And, of course, subsequent wars against Islamic terrorism securing our borders and in Ukraine continue to add to these numbers. I love what Bill Clinton said on Memorial Day, May 31st of 1993. He said the inscription on the tomb of the unknown soldier says that he is known but to God, but that is only partially true. While the soldier's name is known only to God, we know a lot about him. We know he served his country, honored his community, died for the cause of freedom. And we know that no higher praise can be assigned to any human being than those simple words. In the presence of those buried all around us, we ask the support of all Americans in the aid and blessing of God Almighty. And I especially am drawn to this poem that was written by U.S. Armyman Charles Michael Provence. He said, "It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag." Memorials are important, and all that, memorials, mean and how they're defined. Noel Webster, in his 1828 dictionary, stated in its definition of memorial, he says, "That which preserves the memory of something. A monument is a memorial of a deceased person or of an event. The Lord's Supper is a memorial of the death and sufferings of Christ." In his Memorial Day address on May the 31st, 1923, we go back and recall what President Calvin Coolidge had to say. He said, "Settlers came here from mixed motives. Generally defined, they were seeking a broader freedom. They were intent upon establishing a Christian commonwealth in accordance to the principle of self-government. It has been said that God sifted the nations that he might send choice grain into the wilderness." Think about that concept. Wow, what a metaphor. Coolidge was citing an election sermon given in Boston back in April of 1669 by then Massachusetts Governor Judge William Stoughton, who described the Puritans fleeing persecution in England to settle in the New World. He said, "God sifted a whole nation that he might send choice grain over into this wilderness." Henry Longfellow used a similar line in his classic Courtship of Miles Standish. "God had sifted three kingdoms to find the wheat for this planting." I pray that this Memorial Day will be hugely significant, something that you will pass on to your children and to the generations and the future generations ahead, and that you will pause with us on that holy moment at 3 o'clock this afternoon for 21 seconds in honor those who gave so much.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.